Let us welcome in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody.
Now,
told you it was going to be nice and crisp.
Yep. But did you look out? Did you look out at all at the moon this morning early on?
Yeah, it's a harvest moon.
Yeah. Now, there's so many different stories about this full moon. And now it appeared to me to be full when I was driving in this morning at 4:30. Okay.
Right.
And it was a beautiful orange. Beautiful, beautiful orange here.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about it, and I posted about it, and then I look on the web.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of sites that say, "Well, don't be fooled. The full moon isn't tonight. It's tomorrow night." So I said to myself, "Well, hang on a second here. If it's a full moon in the evening, then it's still full tonight, and it's going to be tomorrow." So I don't understand the sites that are doing that.
The actual full harvest moon is Saturday, so that would be late tonight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If you, right.
It's not exact. It's not like 12 midnight. Okay, full moon.
No, the full moon is tonight. It's the full harvest moon. Yeah. Probably one of the most popular, and. For us, well, you know, it's going to be a decent day. I think sunny to partly cloudy near just over 70 and partly cloudy tonight, 50. Cloudy Saturday, a couple of late showers. Don't blink your eyes, you'll miss them. Mid-70s. Partly sunny, warm, more humid, middle 80s Sunday. Sunny clouds, low 80s on Monday. So we do have some showers in the forecast for late Saturday, Saturday night. I don't think there's going to be too much in the way of rainfall with it. I think they're going to be very, very light and very scattered and quick moving. So go right ahead with your weekend plans.
All right. Now, I'm looking at your website and I'm looking at all the different hurricane tracking paths that are out there.
for what is going to become Humberto.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like he's going to be a hurricane. It's a tropical depression now in the Bahamas, and it should become a tropical storm and skirt the Florida coast, the East Coast, and then curve on out into the Atlantic. So right now, he doesn't appear to be too troublesome.
Okay.
It's the one after that would concern me.
Well,
and that again, the Euro yesterday, if you recall, was bringing that particular system up along the coast for late about this time next week. Now the Euro still swings it off the coast, but well enough offshore not to affect us. So we'll see if that is a trend. I don't know. There's too much going on late next week that could complicate the whole thing. So we'll just wait and watch and see what happens with that.
Yeah, what more can we do?
You can't do anything else. That's what you can do. It's just wait and watch. That's it. So I'm busy as a bumblebee here trying to get everything ready for, again, this weekend, which is a full weekend of shooting our movie. And unfortunately, I have two scenes in it. I play the photographer reporter only because they had nobody else. And, you know, I'm trying to get everything organized, but yet I have to study these lines, and I am just not into that, but I'll do my best. I had to actually call a college, a university in New Jersey yesterday, to see if their theater group would post a notice to get me a young couple. And luckily so far, I did get a response from a female who's done extensive acting. She's a junior, has done extensive acting in plays and stuff like that, and she's willing to do the part. Now I just have to find a male. Do you believe this? That no one of 90 cabins in this lake association, no one stepped forward to do this?
Yeah, I believe it.
No,
it's the way times are nowadays.
I spoke to Gary Garrison yesterday. And because it involves a scene, and I said to him, you know, as soon as we get the female or male, you're set to go. We'll get you done in one day. He says, great. And I said to Gary, I said, next year, I've been telling everybody, and I mean this, no more full-length movies. I said, that's out. I said, it's too much work. I said, and I am not going to worry about trying to include all the members of our association in the movie. I am going to stick with the immediate click, and I'm not going to worry about anybody else. If anybody else comes forward and says they want to be in the movie, I'm sure there's always a scene where there's, you know, extras, and I'll stick them there because, you know what? We went ahead this year, and we actually banked on people who committed themselves way back in June and now bowed out. And that's why we're stuck with this dilemma. So, you know what? Just stick with our six, seven people who always do it. And we go shorter, like the Golden Girls or All in the Family, two episodes there and we're done.
There you go. Start doing TV episodes. You're right. Can you imagine the Twilight Zone episode you could do?
Yeah. The only problem I'm worried about that is it dated.
Oh, come on. Twilight Zone is never dated.
You don't think so?
No. No. It's like Lucy, the Lucy Show. Those are never dated.
No. And they are just so good. Yeah. I would never even attempt Lucy because, truthfully, there is just no one that would ever duplicate those four. Yeah. They could try as hard as they want, but they were really
one of the funniest shows on TV ever.
Oh, definitely. There's that, no doubt about
that
it.
That and the Honeymooners. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, Ralph Crabbe and how unique. Not so much Lucy, but the Honeymooners. Most of it took place in the kitchen.
Yeah,
one set. You know, and to pull off a half-hour TV week after week after week in the same set, you have to be really good.
Oh, God, those shows were great.
They were.
My favorite one was Blabbermouth, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. You're a
I start laughing just thinking about that episode. She's a Blabbermouth.
I like that, and I love the one where Jackie Gleason comes in and finds Ethel and the neighbors and everybody mambooing with that, with the new tenant, the male tenant, and he starts imitating them. Oh my God. And he starts taking lessons. I thought that was hysterical. Some of the Honeymooners were truly classics. Others, you know, kind of forgetful.
I know, but still, I just like when you can laugh 50 years later. It's
it's successful. The same with Lucy, right? The same with Lucy, exactly.
All right, so you've got a busy weekend. My weekend is quasi busy. I've been asked to do a car show. I got to get back to them. I just got this message. I can't do it on Sunday. There's a car show going on Sunday with Community Alliance Club of Maplebrook School. I got to let them know that I can't do it. But it's a fairly busy weekend for me, but not a killer weekend at all. But busy enough. I'll be on the air on Sunday and stuff like that. But you'll be hopping around like you're on a game of chess.
Don't even ask you.
Just don't, I don't want you to be the rook, though.
Right.
Now, Pat, just imagine, next year, you'll be shooting TV episodes.
I sure hope so, and nice and short.
That's right. Short and sweet. Thank you, man.
Short and sweet. Pat, yes, you have a great weekend.
You too, and I'll speak to you on Tuesday.
You got it.
All right, Pat, take care.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio. Of course, you can also hear that on demand as well.